Welcome back to the Better Everyday Podcast, where we're unlocking our best self one episode at a time. My name is Grace Garcia, and this is my wonderful husband, David Garcia. So we just celebrated on July 29th, our 8-year wedding anniversary. And for our anniversary, we decided to celebrate it. So we kind of did a road trip to Mexico. Now, I personally like road trips because, well, if we're without kids, because it gives us a time. That's where we do most of our talking, getting to know each other. We just kind of catch up because it's a little difficult doing that when there's two littles. They're always catching our attention. But it was on that road trip where I believe we were talking about the Olympics and so on and so forth. And we started talking about like gladiator games and Rome. It was so random, but that conversation sparked an idea of a podcast, which is what I want to talk about today. Because if you guys are not familiar with kind of the history behind the gladiator games, I'm just going to briefly talk about it. So I believe in like, we're talking about 264 BCE, right? So before the birth of Christ, they started, but they did gladiator games for a bunch of different reasons. Sometimes it was to celebrate military victories. Sometimes it was for birthday celebrations. Sometimes, like, there's a lot of different reasons. But one of the main reasons why it gained popularity, and if you're not familiar, they were free, was because they wanted to entertain the masses. So Rome was going through a bit of a, at least in the times where it got rise, of a famine, meaning lack of food, meaning people are getting angry. It's very susceptible for riots to start happening. And the government's like, what can we do to kind of appease the people, right? To calm them down, to distract them. Oh, free entertainment, the gladiator games. And same thing when the populace was upset, when the main, like the masses were upset, usually the emperor decided this is a good time to build. And they would build aqueducts or like huge architecture to, again, entertain and distract from the main issue at hand, that there's poverty or the people are upset or whatever it is. And so I want to kind of talk about entertainment and we'll kind of ask you your opinion. Do you think, whether it's the government, corporations, you know, someone who has the upper hand, use entertainment, or can entertainment be a tool to kind of keep the people distracted, keep them happy, so they're not looking at what really matters, or so they don't get up and bust butt and climb the corporate ladder or whatever ladder that it is they want to climb?
I think the conversation that we were having, you were explaining to me that the same thing that they did with like the gladiators, that the entertainment, it was to keep them from talking about what the higher ups were doing. Mm-hmm. And so could that be happening now? I would say so. I would say that like when you talked to me about it, it didn't click until you said it. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Like that's crazy to think about. Because if you had a lot more, I guess you can call them free thinkers.
Yeah.
Without the influence of social media, without the influence of entertainment, for them to just think about like the big picture, then yeah, you'd probably have a lot more people uprising. And I think when I think about, when I go down that rabbit hole, I guess, is, yeah, it's even worse now, because now the higher ups, the CEOs of all these companies, especially social media companies, like they basically control the algorithm.
Yeah.
Like what goes out, like, I mean, if, I, and this might be like deep in the rabbit hole, but like the government wants, hey, like Instagram, push this out. Mm-hmm. They could pretty easily.
Yeah.
And like, it's almost like hurting people. Like, hey, get the people to move this way and get the people to move that way. Like, put them where we want them. And it's almost like, What's that? There's kind of like an analogy of like salmon when they, if you've ever seen the salmon migration, they have to like swim against the stream and upstream. And it's far and few in between that actually like make it to like their destination. And it's just like, there's some people that do end up going against the current, but it's not many people that actually make it all the way through.
Yeah.
And honestly, in my honest opinion, you don't even know what's true anymore. And that's my opinion. Like,
yeah,
you don't know if there is like the higher ups really have that type of agenda. You don't know if you're being steered some way. And I think, honestly, the best way to unplug is to unplug from your phone, from your social media. And for that, it's pretty much impossible for most people.
Yeah. And what I like what you said, because if you compare the entertainment industry back then, right? Like, let's talk about in BCE times versus now. It's a hundredfold, thousandfold, like it's quadrupled, or I don't even know how to explain it. It is crazy now how accessible even a one-year-old has to entertainment than the richest man had back then. And so, again, if they used entertainment to kind of distract them, like, hey, we know you're upset, and rightfully so, and we know that if people start talking, like, they can make a change. So let's distract them, And if it worked back then, I'm certain, like, so many people are not reaching their full potential or making change because of entertainment. Entertainment is here, consume this, sit there, be entertained, and that's it. And do it again, repeat. And we can talk about, I guess, like, you know, how the higher ups and like kind of conspiracy theories, like, what are they trying to hide? But I think that was like a preface, like getting into deeper and like better every day is being a little bit more aware that how much entertainment are we consuming, and is it stopping us? Is it distracting us from reaching our full potential? Whether that's the government, CEOs not wanting us to reach the potential, whether that's Satan not wanting us to reach the potential, whether that's our flesh not allowing us. Like, I believe entertainment, there are positives, just like with everything mostly, but the negatives in our day and age, I feel like we're constantly seeing that. And even as a educator in the public school field, we see that students can't get to their full potential because of their attention span, which is negatively affected due to entertainment.
And honestly, the way that I see kind of social media, and I'm not saying I don't use social media, because I do.
Yeah.
I mean, we're on social media.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
my job now part-time is social media.
It could definitely be a tool, but some people believe that social media is used to keep people dumb. And I think the other thing is, could it be part of the, let's say, call them CEOs or the higher ups, like the elites, let's call them. Is it part of their agenda? It could be, because they might think there can't be too many people up here, because if there's too many people up here, who's going to do all the work down there? And I think it's part of it. Like, hey, we need laborers. We need people that to do the brunt work. And there's some like, there's some people, what's that guy's name that goes to the campuses?
Oh, Charlie Kirk or something, no?
Clint or something like that, yeah. He the way that I hear him, he partly believes that also in colleges, they're trying to do this basically the same thing. Just like, oh, like they're trying to make you feel like you're a free thinker, but at the same time, they're kind of hurting you, like where they want you to go.
Yeah.
Where the, how they want you to think, like what agenda they have. And he goes on those campuses and he debates everybody, because most of the people he believes that go to the, those campuses that he goes to are Democrats.
And like being indoctrinated, they call it, right?
Indoctrinated.
And his name is Charlie Kirk.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's crazy to think that. And I mean, I think it's for some of us, we might not be able to handle that thought. Because to think that thought, then it's just like, are we being controlled?
Yeah.
And then like, can we even help it? And if we can, like, is there like a fire that starts burning, like, I'm against the man, you know, like mm-hmm. they're trying to get me. And then you start like feel like you're almost going crazy, because in all shows and all movies that you watch, that dude that speaks like that is usually the crazy one. They usually depict him as the crazy one.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you really want to go down there? And not many people do. And when you say outlandish things that are not within the herd, you sound crazy.
Yeah.
And it's not many people that can make it out of the herd. I was reading a book. I forget what book it was in, but it was talking about the herd mentality. Usually if you're in the room and if 99 people are saying one thing and you're saying another and you know you're right, you debate long enough, the one person by himself will eventually jump into with the rest of the herd.
That's crazy.
Even if he knows that he's right. Just because we all have that like herd mentality, like we want to be accepted, we want to be part of the group.
Yeah, it's like in our nature.
And I think there's a lot of people up there that are powerful people that know that and just like, this is a piece of cake. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing is that many CEOs have been asked, hey, do you let your children use this social media platform, this streaming platform? And they all go, no, 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 no. Even some of the ones that own that same, like, mm-hmm. like they're the CEOs of that company. They're like, do you let your kids use it? Nope. And it's like, okay, I mean, that's a humongous red flag. Like if yeah. they don't, they know what they're doing, but yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be like social media or movies, kind of what we think our typical entertainment could be. Mm-hmm. I think it's just you not thinking, you not doing the work of whether that's doing something, whether that's thinking, like mentally, like you just sit there and take the easy route. That's what we've been talking about, how the easy route, it's easy. Everyone is doing it. The herd is walking there, just accepting it. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes. When in reality, it is hard to question. It is hard to research. It is hard to look at different opinions and form your own opinion, because it does take time. And on the other side of it, or like just to work, right? To put entertainment aside and say, I'm not going to sit down on the couch or on my bed and scroll. I'm going to be working towards my future. I'm going to be unlocking my potential. Like that is also difficult. Mm-hmm. And it makes me think like how many of us are either following the herd and just, and the majority that I'm seeing on TikTok and social media, like most of my consumption now is on TikTok, but majority of comments and people like are complaining. And I don't know how this might sound, because again, I feel like I don't want to be insensitive, because this day and age, I know things are hard, right? Like to live, groceries have inflated, like the economy is not doing well. So I know that there's people struggling, but I think there's a difference between, okay, this is how it is, and I'm going to stay here, and they just complain and again, allow entertainment to like roll, like life sucks. And they just like stay there. Mm-hmm. Or saying, okay, the economy is not getting any better. Like this sucks. It's hard. What can I do to make myself like live comfortably? What can I do for my children? What can I do to get out of this? What can I do to get on the other side? And I feel like social media can be used to kind of like hype each other up, or like whether that's a good way or a bad way. And so everyone complains and they just complain and become kind of like the victim mentality, but they just sit there, consume. And they kind of like are happy with that. I don't know if they're really happy with that, but like, at least that's all they're willing to do. And I thought a verse, I don't know. I want to kind of know what you think about this, as I was kind of thinking about this topic. So it's Proverbs chapter 13, verse 4. And it says, the soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing. Right? So like the lazy person craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied. And that doesn't have to be materially, right? But that can be like satisfaction. We talked about like, what is success? But I just associated that because it's usually people who like are so consumed with social media. That's what they do, right? That's kind of would be considered a sluggard mentality, if that's all you're doing, right, with your free time. Like maybe you do the bare minimum, go to your job, and then social media or whatever, right? You're entertained, you're entertained, you're entertained. And again, it's you're distracted from reaching your full potential, or you're distracted from what really matters in the world. You're just being distracted. But someone who works will seek knowledge, or someone who works will be satisfied. Someone who works will get on the other side. So what are your thoughts on that verse?
Well, first, I'd like to say, could it be some sort of a social experiment of like, okay, like we've planned this out from the time of Rome and the gladiators till now, like we're always going to have entertainment. Society is always going to have some sort of entertainment to distract people, to, you know, just kind of get them where they want to be, right? And could it just be like, okay, like the ones that are going to get out of this herd, we'll accept them in like the next levels, let's call them. We'll be like, hey, good for you. This thing was meant to like stop you. This thing was meant to like distract you. This thing was meant to cut off your legs and for you to just stay like numb to everything. And you just go with the flow and live out your days and just do nothing purposeful. Basically work for whoever it is that you need to work for to make their dreams or their whatever their goals come true. Like, could it be that where it's just like, hey, we're going to always have this.
Yeah.
Because without this, like, this is how they, the higher ups like control everybody. They kind of, maybe they believe that this is like the lesser of all evils. That if there's more free thinkers out there, there's going to be maybe more violence, or they won't be able to control them. Mm-hmm. Like if people who have power usually thrive on being able to control things, their situations and people.
Yeah.
And so what if it's just like, hey, if you get out of here, we're proud of you. You're part of this group, but the rest of these people are going to stay right here. And kind of like what you're saying, like if we really think like that, then I think the purpose of this conversation that we're having is just really think about what you want to do. And I'm going to go back to, well, yeah, I haven't mentioned it in a while, so it needs to be brought back up. Atomic Habits, like writing down your list of like, what is it that you want to do? A, what is it that you feel God is calling you? Like, put a list together. It might be three things. It might be one thing. It may be 20 things, but put them all together and like, describe the characteristics that you need to get there and then start working on that. Like if you truly, truly want to step out, if you really want to step into the purpose that God has for you, if you really want to do something meaningful, you have to take it to that place. Because it is, I believe it's complete insanity if you are going along with mainstream, you're going along with the herd mentality, like, okay, I'm sorry for whoever's listening, but like, oh, did you watch so-and-so show? Like, what is it everyone was hyping a little while ago? Well, Love Island or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I
don't know. And it's just like, okay, when you really write down all these things that you want to do and you write down all the characteristics, what it's going to take, like, does watching Love Island fit into that schedule? It shouldn't really, you know? And that, and again, my convictions maybe shouldn't be put on anybody listening, but at least think about it. Yeah, at least think about it. But basically the system is made to like numb you and like, hey, you're gonna be a 9-to-5er. You're gonna work for somebody else. You're gonna consume all this social media. You're gonna feel, sometimes you're gonna be low and sometimes you're gonna be high. It really depends. Like, but if you really take control, and God is calling us to have self-dominion, God is calling us to step into authority. And like, if we really take control of our lives and step into the purpose that God is calling us, we're stepping away from all that. And where the debate partly comes in is basically in the spot that we're in right now. Me and you were having this conversation for the purpose of somebody that may listen to it, may take this in, and may think about it, may pray about it, but we're also using social media.
Yeah.
So then the thing is like, what, I guess,
what's the purpose of your consumption?
What is the purpose? Yeah, like, okay, the same thing that we said, like, about food consumption, what's good for your brain is the same thing for for what you're consuming mind, yeah. for your mind as well. Like, is it good for your brain? A lot of the social media that we consume in America is very, very...
trash.
What'd you say?
Trash.
Sure, trash. Like
garbage.
It is. It's a lot of just comedy stuff, and it's very dumb comedy.
Yeah.
It makes us laugh, and it makes us feel good for a second, right? And then we feel good for a second, scroll up for the next reel, scroll up for the next reel. Oh, that one made me feel good too. Scroll up for the next reel, and we're getting these little dopamine hits. Oh, scroll up for the next reel. Like, we're glued to this thing. And the algorithm is made for you to be glued to it. Like, if there is this documentary, what's it called? Not Social Network, but it's on Netflix. It talks about that, like how their algorithm, their system is based on like, hey, we're going to get your attention. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been on the social media platform for like an hour or two, we're going to ding, put a notification out there. And like every person that's glued to it, oh, you got a notification? Let me see what it is. The moment that you open up that platform, guess what? Now you're starting to scroll again. And they grab your attention like that. And it's just like, what is it that you are consuming? Is it benefiting you? Is it improving you? Is it helping you grow? Is it helping you spiritually? Like, that's the real question.
Yeah.
And, but the culture that we're in right now also is, well, for my mental health. Well, I need rest. Well, I need entertainment. Like, I need to relax. And I need to just consume just dumb comedy.
Yeah.
And it's really just grabbing your attention. Like, you just got to... Like I said, make that list and...
Yeah. But with, like any drug, right, where its purpose is to be addicting, to get the consumer to buy more, it's replacing something, right? So when we're on social media scrolling and we're looking to laugh, it's replacing, like, true human connection. Like, that I desire... I desire, like, joy in my life. Or where you said, oh, I feel like I just need to rest, right? I want to decompress from work. It is replacing you working out. It's replacing you meditating. It's, or if your mind is running around and you're like, I just need something to numb me really quick, right? So people like put on the TV. Sometimes they just use it as white noise. It's like, that's replacing your prayer time, your worship time. Like, it's replacing something that as humans we need, but in a quick, like... a quick way, right? Where it becomes addicting and it becomes like a drug where to treat the problem, now it's not even doing its job. So we need more and more and more
and more. And it's shaping our culture. Like, you're talking about human interaction. Mm-hmm. People interact through phones now.
Yeah.
Like, how often do people make a call? How often, most people date online now.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you do everything on this phone. Mm-hmm. It eliminates that human interaction.
Yeah.
And again, we're just glued to this thing.
Yeah. But one of the questions you said, like, oh, I wonder if it is a social experiment. I don't know. That's getting like really like conspiracy theory, like deep. But I believe, like, putting government completely aside, like, that was Satan's job too. Like, what can I provide that is entertaining to distract the person from the real purpose, which is to get closer to God? Right. So, whether it's him saying, look at this apple, being entertained, right? Like, it's not an apple. Sorry, I apologize. It's a fruit. But just to like get comparing it to the other fruit, right? Like, ignore the other fruit. Look at this one. This one's more entertaining. Or whether that's entertainment from men or women, vice versa. Whether how we said it's social media. It can, the form of entertainment, it's entertainment is like to distract, right? Most of the purpose is to take your focus on life and just numb you a little bit for quote unquote, like, people, whether it's relaxing or whatever it is, it's to distract you. And so I believe if like that was the first part of entertainment, because I'd even say we need to be critical thinkers in church. Like, how many of us go to church to be entertained? And we can't even see what is like doctrine versus not, or who is a prophet in sheep's clothing and who, like, and they're truly a wolf, or who's legit, right? because again, we're being entertained and entertained by things that quote unquote are from God, but we can't even think for ourselves. Like we're so used to being fed on social media, fed at church, fed in relationships that we can't even see red flags in friendships or mm-hmm. like with boyfriend and girlfriends or in marriages. Like we're just so used to just taking the easy way out that it's hard for us to sit, think, be uncomfortable in our thoughts, do research and say, okay, what's the best outcome? We're just kind of given everything at this point, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. I think with all these social medias, I think here's the thing that I see with the last like 10 to 20 years or like the last, it doesn't matter. Everything that happens, let's say I see it in the way of technology, right? Especially mm-hmm. social media and all this stuff. I've watched the story on Facebook, the movie, obviously. And basically it depicts it as a solution. This guy was making a solution of like, okay, how can I network? How can I meet all these people without actually having to like meet them one by one? You know, it was created as a solution. And I believe a lot of the innovation that happens is created as solutions. But the one problem that I see is the solutions keep going towards how can we make people lazier? How can we eliminate having to have somebody actually get out of their chair? Mm-hmm. How do we eliminate having to have somebody leave their house? Like right now we could be in this house and live here for the rest of our lives and never have to leave. Mm-hmm. We can consume church at home. We can get our groceries at home. We can do all of our online stuff, shop at home, like
work from home.
Yeah. We don't have to do anything. And okay, so this is where I'm cutting off the legs of the conspiracy, because all this stuff was made as solutions. And the thing is, like, Americans, we don't really have that big of problems anymore. So now the innovations are not really to solve problems. They're just people want to be lazy. And we've talked about that before. The brain will always want to do the easiest thing, will not want to do the hardest thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, if somebody were to tell you, Grace, would you rather get into your car with your two kids and go to the grocery store? Or would you
I'd rather get them delivered.
Online shop and order it, right? Your brain's going to go like, why am I going to go through all that problem when I could get it delivered? And we have this thought of like efficiency and like, well, I could save time. I could do like more of like my side gigs or whatever. Mm-hmm. It makes complete sense. But my thing is that all these things were made as problem solvers. If you ever want to open up a business, and this is like, now I'm going on a little bit of a tangent. You ever want to open up a business, your first thought should always be, what problem can I solve for somebody? Mm-hmm. The moment that you find something that can solve somebody's problem, you have a really good business. All you got, then the rest is like the hard part, the marketing, whatever. But I've always believed that. You want a good business, solve a problem. And so all these things have been solving problems. But the thing is now, could we say that Americans have been abusing it to make themselves lazy? It's like, how do you get step out of that? Like if I have groceries come to the door, why not use it? Mm-hmm. You know, like if I can have my fast food delivered, why do I have to get out? If I have like online dating, why do I even have to go to like whatever, like a life group or connect group or whatever? Like if I have church online, why do I have to leave my house?
Like, yeah, but I think that's the problem is that people say, oh, but for my case, right? Like, why am I going to go to the grocery store if I can get it delivered? Mm-hmm. And they get it delivered, but then the time saved from going to the grocery store, they'll watch a show. They'll watch a movie. They replace that time with something negative. Mm-hmm. Versus a person who, like, maybe this is a reach, but try to follow along, right? Like, the Bible says that there's jobs in the church for people who their focus is on, like, praying and reading the Bible, right? And there's jobs given to other servers to kind of handle logistics so that they can focus on it. Mm-hmm. And that's a great exchange of time. Let me not focus on this so I can do my purpose. But now people are exchanging efficiency for entertainment. Mm-hmm. And it's no exchange efficiency, so you can work harder to reach your potential.
Yeah.
But now so many Americans forget the American dream, or they just give up, or they go with the herd mentality of it sucks.
Yep.
And they just stay there, which is sad. And we had this debate, and I don't know if we should go in it, but I always say, like, personally, I think every great nation will come to an end because they're all controlled by humans, and humans are flawed. Mm-hmm. There's sin in the world. And it usually is where the greatness of an empire, the greatness of a civilization kind of turns into its demise. It's like the pride, you know, pride comes before the fall. And so I truly believe, like, technology was a huge thing. Like, we're in the age of technology, but we are relying so much on it that I feel like it's going to be our demise.
But the demise of the human race, or the demise of just America?
At least America could be the human race, perhaps. I haven't thought that much, but when we were talking, it was like I was comparing America with Rome and kind of like what made Rome fall and what I think America would fall, but that's a lot of like geeking out.
Well, have you heard the difference between the Chinese TikTok and the American TikTok?
Yeah, how they kind of filter, what are we going to give our kids? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it better be like science or math. America, I think the beauty of it, obviously I do not want government to control what I can and cannot watch, because the bad thing is China, they can't really do anything for themselves, right? So they have a open economy, like business plan, but they're communists of like, they really can't do much, right? The people there are not happy. And so the good thing about freedom is we can do everything we want, but how they say, like, people take that freedom to do everything they want and they kind of abuse it and they do everything that they shouldn't do, right? Like, I'm free to eat whatever I want, so I'm going to eat the worst food. I'm free to watch whatever thing I want, so I'm going to watch porn. I'm free. Like, that's, you can't have it all.
Do you think government doesn't have that responsibility?
I do not think the government should control people's lives. No, that's my... Now we're going to get into like conservative versus the other one.
Liberal?
Yeah, liberal. I couldn't think of it. Right before, I'm like, but that's enough. We could do another podcast.
Wait, though. But you don't think, at the very least, I think there should be like, not propaganda, but like ads. Like, you know how like when America wanted, or North America wanted people to stop quitting, like they would like put like those ugly pictures on the actual smoke.
No, I think obviously it should be to America's benefit to raise healthy populace, whether mm-hmm. that's health mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, like that's what they should be doing, right? So for example, right now what they do with the kids, the public school, like we're going to provide free lunch and it's going to be within these health requirements. Now, if you want to bring your lunch from home, you can do that. And if you want it to be unhealthy, you can do that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's what our society looks like, or it should look like, versus China of like, this is the lunch, you eat it. I don't care if you want something else, you can't bring anything else. You're forced to eat it. We'll kill you if you don't eat it. That's what I don't think government should do, that much control. But that they should be a positive influence and like use the tools they have to push that, of course. But the more government control, the less people's freedom. And someone deciding what, because there could be a good person in power deciding what I want. But the moment that there's a bad person in power deciding what I want, that it shouldn't work that way. So I believe the government should be limited because people are flawed and people are in government. But besides the point, that's getting on. If you guys want to hear I can talk about politics and government and like my stance on it all day. I was a political science major, but that's not the point of this. The point is entertainment, whether that's from Satan, whether that's from social media, whether it's from the government, whatever it is, I believe truly robs us of our potential.
Entertainment robs us of our potential. I'll always go back to, there are qualities and there are characteristics for successful people. There is a recipe, I believe.
Yeah.
Now, the outcome or the exact like look of it doesn't always look the same, but I think there's certain qualities that successful people, wealthy people, people that are living in abundance, mm-hmm. people that have peace, All those people have these characteristics. And I go back to the analogy of the salmon, like not many make it to where they're trying to go.
Yeah.
And it really takes somebody being intentional and purposeful. Like you said, you're training in efficiency for what though?
Mm-hmm.
For what? You need to be purposeful. And the thing that like irks me, and I'm going to talk freely about this, like it really irks me when people are like, I can't be on 24/7. Like, I need a break.
Mm.
A break from what? What is it that you want, though? Like, that really, really just grinds my gears. Like, what is it that you want? Everyone, when you ask them, like, a general question, what is it that you want? Well, I want to be successful. I want to be wealthy. I want to have money. I want to be comfortable. Like, all these things. It takes work to get there.
Mm.
It takes discipline. Again, you're being distracted by bad food. You're being distracted by entertainment, which what we're talking about right now. Entertainment, like, again, the algorithm is made to capture your mind.
Yeah.
You need to be, you need to have the strength, the courage, the self-discipline to just say, no, I'm not doing this because this is not going to feed my purpose. And you could lie to yourself all you want. Well, I'm going to go on there because whatever. But the moment that you swipe and you at something dumb, like, they got you. And guess what? Most of the time, and people will be like, yeah, he's right. You scroll and you thought it was only 5 minutes. Guess what? You looked at the time, 30 minutes just went by.
Yeah.
Like, it goes by like this. Me and you have both been there. You used to tell me all the time, like, yeah, like, I just scroll. I thought it was 5 minutes. 30 minutes went by. Like, I just lost 25 minutes. Like, and like, okay, then we go back to the conversation about moderation, like, oh, how about like 5 minutes or whatever? Then what did Dr. Amen said? I think it transfers over to this as well. Moderation is the road to hell. Moderation is the road to mediocrity.
Mm.
Moderation is the road to your unhappiness. Like, do you want to be purposeful? And that's why it's only a few people that make it to that point. And then people go, oh, I want that. And then you go back to the same conversation that you had before. Are you willing to do what they did? Are you willing to sacrifice what they did? And if we're talking in the realm of entertainment, were you willing to delete Instagram for a little bit for you to detox? Were you willing to delete whatever has shorts or whatever and that's really grabbing your mind, like where you needed to time to get away or to refocus and be like, okay, I'm gonna cleanse my Instagram, let's say. Where I'm not going to be watching things that like are just wasting my time. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to watch things that are like, if you're a comedian, okay, like it makes sense for you to watch comedy, right? But like other than that, like you should be watching or consuming things that benefit you and your purpose.
Which makes me think it's more of a spiritual problem. Because you were saying, right, like it stops us from reaching our purpose,
mm-hmm.
which God's purpose is for us to get closer to him. And I don't know if it's bold to say like entertainment is sin, right? I feel like everyone's conviction is different, right? But if we look at entertainment and sin, because right now we're kind of saying it stops you from getting your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And sin's purpose is to get you to stop, right? It's to kill, steal or destroy, mm-hmm. which is what, like you were reaching towards God. Let's kill it. Let's steal it. Let's destroy it. And we're saying entertainment is kind of the same thing, stopping you, stealing it, whatever, killing your attention or your effort to purpose. Are you following along?
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, I mean, I feel like a feeling like we live in a physical world, but the spiritual world is just as real. Mm-hmm. If it stems from Satan, like how I said, entertainment, which is distracting. It's knowing, remember we said even sin is, if I know this is right, but I don't do it, that's sin in itself. So if you're like, okay, I know my purpose is this, but I'm lazy, I'm tired, I don't want to do it, I want to rest, I want to do this,
mm-hmm.
that you're ignoring what you know you should be doing, what you know God has called you to do. And so is it sin? And it made me think of a passage, and while you were talking, I read it and it's a little lengthy, but I want to read it and you tell me what you think. So this is from Ephesians chapter 5. And it says, it's naming things that like are not going to get you to heaven, right? It starts off with saying, like, follow Jesus, right? Be imitators of him. That's, as Christians, has Christ in it. Disciples is, we're following Jesus. And it says sexual immorality, right? Which, if you ask someone why they have sex and why it feels good, it's entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. It feels good. It's, I want it now. My flesh desires it. It's enjoyable. And that's what entertainment is. It says covetousness, which we talked about, comparing yourself to others and saying, oh, they have that. And you're being entertained by someone else's life. It says, let there be no foolish nor foolish talk or crude joking, which could be entertainment, crude mm-hmm. joking. It says those things, right, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ. Let no one deceive you with empty words, which we even said that can be entertainment. Even a preacher saying empty words can be pure for entertainment. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. I'm going to skip a little bit. It says, try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness. When we are consuming entertainment, or what that list read in Ephesians 5, you're not working towards anything. You're simply being entertained for mm-hmm. amusement's sake, for enjoyment's sake, which is what entertainment, the definition of entertainment is. It says, but instead expose them. And then later on, it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. And I feel like that's what we're trying to say from this podcast. Like, wake up. Like, what is it that entertainment is stopping you from doing? Mm-hmm. Like, wake up. What is it that the herd is speaking? And you're like, maybe I don't even agree with this. Maybe this is wrong, and I'm just following the crowd.
Yeah.
It says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. And it says also, like, don't get drunk, all this stuff. But I thought that's crazy, because I feel like it's kind of, well, what do you think? Is it kind of synonymous with sin? Like,
I think it makes sense. And when you were reading that, it's just like entertainment leaves you in a place of nothingness. Mm-hmm. And what you always say is, if you're doing nothing, you're not staying in the same place. You're moving back.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I always say that time should also be budgeted, just like you budget your money. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you only get, I think it was your mom who told me that. She's like, you got 24, let's say, coins every single day. What are you going to invest it in? What are you going to spend it on, right? And it almost feels like a lot of us are wasting our time with entertainment. And a lot of us, the crazy thing is that we all desire to do something great, but we just get caught up in this, you know, like, and it's crazy, because entertainment really just stops you. Just stops. You're sitting down glued to a TV, sitting down glued to an iPad or a phone. Like, you're doing nothing. Is it benefiting you? And then that's the kind of like my question that goes along with this is, for you listeners, and maybe you can answer for them if you have an answer. If we were to ask these listeners, mm-hmm. what is the purpose of entertainment for you? What do you think they would answer?
I think they would say for peace. A lot of them say for after work, to clear their mind, to unwind.
Decompress,
Decompress. Those are maybe the most common. I'd love, if you guys think of any other ones, maybe write them in the chat. But those are the ones I can think of. But again, like, the definition of entertainment is you're providing amusement or enjoyment. So those things, amusement, enjoyment, peace, decompression, rest, those things are not bad. But entertainment isn't the key to it. It's like replacing, like, what truly is going to give you rest.
Yeah.
What truly is going to bring you joy and enjoy life, right? It's not going to be through entertainment, even though it says it provides enjoyment to people. But what do we know, especially as believers? What's truly going to give us joy in life?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be that TikTok, that movie. You don't need it. And I think we feel like we've gotten to a place, and that's what addiction is, where you need it. Like, I need 1 hour of a show before I go to bed, I'm not gonna be able to fall asleep. Yeah. I need it. That sounds like if you just replace TV with like Coke or I don't know what puts people to sleep, but you just replace it and it's like, I need to unwind after work. Like I need it. It's like,
It sounds like what we've been talking about transfers over in all aspects of life.
Yeah.
The dopamine hits, food, entertainment, sin. Like it feels good in the moment, but in the long run, you know, it's not good for you.
And it doesn't sustain your joy.
Exactly.
It doesn't sustain. Like you end up watching it and you feel crappy or you compare yourself. Like it's so short lived that you need more and more.
And it becomes and an more. Addiction.
And it leads to death.
You're dependent on it. Leads to death. Leads to unhealthiness, both in the brain and the body.
Anxiety, depression. It leads to things that you weren't looking for. Like you started off needing joy. You started off needing rest. You started off needing a little bit of peace. Mm-hmm. And now you're like, I don't know why I'm sad all the time. I don't know why I'm snappy. I don't know why I'm unhappy with my life. Whatever it is. And it's, are you giving too much power? Has it taken over your life? Like a drug?
Okay. And now I have a question for you. We talked about this. Bad, 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 bad. What is a substitute? What is the purpose of a substitute? And how will this benefit people's lives? Because right now we keep just saying over and over again, this is bad, 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 bad. How many people like to hear that? Not many.
Yeah.
And if you are still listening, thank the Lord, because we finally got to the part where Grace is going to explain to us, what are the substitutes? What are the benefits? How is this going to help you? Like, because if you're going to take something away from them, what are you going to suggest as an idea, and how are you going to, I guess we could say it in a secular way, sell it to them where they're going to believe it and at least try it out?
Well, I know out of experience, right? This is what I can talk about in my life. Like there's days, even in the recent past, like I'm talking about weeks, there's days that I decide I'm going to wake up and scroll. Mm-hmm. And when I just wake up and decide to, as soon as I wake up, scroll, I don't have a good morning versus if I just decide I'm gonna wake up, move my body, give my time to God. Like my mornings, I feel so much fulfillment and peace and joy and just proud of myself when I choose to not scroll when I immediately wake up versus let's be productive. I'm gonna move my body. I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna journal to God. That's one thing. So that's kind of like, I guess, a substitute. But if we were talking about entertainment, kind of quote unquote, can be substituted by sin, the word sin, then the opposite of that is get closer like to Jesus. So after work, if you feel like I am so tense right now, I don't know what to do, take a walk. I always say like, October for me is a really hard month, like mentally, just like the school year. If you guys are educators, know what I'm talking about. But like the Cleveland's recommended, like maybe you should go on walks after and take going on walks. I'm like, oh my gosh, this does something to you. Maybe take a walk, put on worship music. Even my mood changes when I clean after. And I'm like upset, complaining. And when I intentionally decide I'm going to clean and this is going to be my time with the Lord, I'm going to put my worship music on. And like you can kind of tell when I'm in that mood versus I'm in the mood of like, oh, I have to get this done. This is a chore. Mm-hmm. Like you know it. You see it in me. You feel the atmosphere. Like it changes. And me cleaning not only brings joy, but it like brought me closer to God because I'm being, but it's intentional. You can do the same task and have two different outcomes. Spending time, I feel like with your kids, with your spouse, talking, taking care of your body, whether that's with a bubble bath, whether that's eating right foods, whether that's vitamins, working out, like those are substitutes. And I'm sure if you look up like natural dopamine hits, like they say, like take a walk, take a cold plunge, like get vitamin D with the sun. Like they recommend things that will give you the same effect, right, that we're looking for. But the problem is it takes work. And that's what people are like, well, I want entertainment. They want the same outcome, but the path of least resistance, which we know the path of least resistance is not good for us, is not going to reach us to our destination.
So what you're saying, though, is you're substituting nothingness of watching the show with go out, take a walk, maybe a jog, find something active to do. And the benefit would be health. It would be longevity. It's good for your mental health as well. Mm-hmm. So I just want to like put a stamp on that.
Read your, like, let's say you're physically exhausted, mm-hmm. right? Let's say you've been cleaning houses the whole day. Like you have a physically demanding job. It could look like listening to a preaching. It could look like journaling your Bible. It could look like sitting in silence with the intentionality of like, God, speak to me. It can look like putting on worship music and worshiping him. Like that also, you don't have to be physically moving, but that can give you, I believe, the same desire you were looking for with entertainment in different avenues.
Okay, let me call a certain group of people out. What are you going to say to the people that are married, has significant others, and they say, well, this is our quality time. And they blanket entertainment with, well, this is our purposeful time. We're holding hands. We're cuddling. We got some food going. We're just sitting in front of the TV. And oh, this is so beautiful to spend time with my significant other. This is our show.
Well, that quality, that quote unquote quality time isn't improving your marriage. It's not improving him. It's not improving her, mm-hmm. which is not improving both of you. Mm-hmm. It's under the disguise because you're peacefully sitting there. You don't have to get to know each other. You don't have to work things out. You're not going anywhere with your marriage. And what did we say? If we're not going anywhere, we're going further apart. And then we decide that we can't sit in a car for 6 hours because we get in a fight because we haven't worked it out.
Yeah, we don't know how to.
We don't know how to
be together.
Yeah, be together. Or like a weekend, you're just like, oh, I can't wait till he goes to. I've heard of women saying, I can't wait till he goes to work so he can just leave and I can finally like. It's like, so you're happy they're just sitting there doing nothing? Like, your quality time can be praying together, having meaningful conversations. It could be
going on those walks together.
Going on those walks together, cooking together.
On the beach, take a bike ride.
Yeah, again, it seems like more work. But that, hopefully you guys have caught on to this pattern where more work on the front end brings so much joy and a peaceful life on the back end. Mm-hmm. That's what I have to say to those people.
That's good. I just wanted to call those people out.
Any names you want to mention? Just kidding.
No.
But I want to just wrap it up. So I think we started saying like crazy how even... I even brought it back to like the first time in the garden where people were created mm-hmm. and there was two, how Satan used entertainment then. But then we also talked about how Rome used entertainment to make sure people were dumb and like, don't riot. Don't get mad with our government. Like just stay there. Don't do nothing. Mm-hmm. And how entertainment is used now to stop us from our purpose, like God-given purpose to stop us getting closer to God, getting close to each other, whatever that looks like. And so I just want us to be mindful of what is it that we're filling our day with? Is it making us dumb, how you said? Is it making us numb? Or is it getting us closer to our purpose? And if we are going to switch those things that are more efficient, okay, what are we going to do with that then? Are we just switching efficiency for laziness? Or are we going to switch efficiency to further on our purpose? Mm-hmm. And so that was a big topic, but I hope we kind of closed the loop. I don't know if you have anything else to say.
I do not. I was happy with my last question.
Well, I love you.
I love you.
Thank
too.
You for always making me better.
Likewise.
There's still so much, even as I was talking, like things that I found in myself that I have to change, but at least it's brought into the forefront and now we can be intentional about it because mm-hmm. I know I want to continue to get better and I hope you guys do too. So thank you guys for always tuning in. It's always a pleasure. Make sure you like this video. Make sure you comment. And we know that sometimes commenting is the path that seems more difficult, but it helps us in the long end. And we're really appreciative. Thank you guys for always sharing and just supporting. It means a lot to us. And until next time, bye.
Bye.